You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 56.
ロスジャパポッドキャストエピソード56番をお送りします。
Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we're two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパことロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちがまぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自な世界観で日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。
So today we've got a funny topic around restaurant names, and this isn't what you would name your restaurant. It's the name you use when you go to a restaurant.
そうなんですね。今日は名前について話すんですけれども、例えばレストラン行った時に使う名前っていうことを、ちょっと話してみたいと思います。
So here in the US, when we have foreign names like myself, we would often haveRestaurant name. So when I go to the restaurant, instead of saying, oh, my name is Chieko, when they write it down and they're like, how do you spell that? And then I have to spell it out. And then when they are like, oh, table for two, Chieko, like every time, right? This is what happens.
そうなんだね。
So それが面倒くさいので、
はいはいはい、
I would always do one of two things, which is、
はい、
like, let's say I'm going to the restaurant with John and we go in and we sign in. I will write down John.Because that's an easy one.
Oh, yeah.
Or if I'm going to use something for myself, I often use the name Julie or Julia, depending on how I'm feeling that day.
いいね。いや、当然子供の時住んでた時はそんな体験はしなかったけど、大人になって旅行してレストラン行った時に、あるいはカフェとかでもあったんだけど、こう名前を聞かれて、最初ちょっと戸惑ったんだよね。え?と思って、私の名前?みたいな。なんで聞くの?と思ったんだけど、And I made the mistake of giving my...actual name, which is Yasuko, right? and they're like, nani nani? って何度も言われて、はい、How do you spell it? って何度も言われて、で、実際呼ばれる時に、こう、やすみたいな。
Yeah.
yes, that happened a couple times and I figured that out. I mean, it's like, okay, I just should not use my Japanese name.
Yeah. I learned this from my dad, actually, because he had a restaurant name.Growing up, his restaurant name was Sam. And so whenever we were anywhere that required a name, he would say Sam.
Really?
そこで学んだ。
I didn't know that.
But your dad had an American name too, because his name was Ross.
Yes. Right? もうその通りで、よく覚えてるなって思うんだけど、うちのお父さんは、そう、仕事をするときに Ross を使って、あの、ヒロシだから、
はい、
間の R-O-S っていうスペリングのところを取って Ross にしたらしいんだけど、
あ、面白いね。
Like,He must have used it for restaurants and stuff, but I didn't. I thought it was just for work.
No, and, I think that was what he went by in general with non-Japanese people.
そういうことだよね。But ちーちゃんのおじちゃんがサムっていう感じがちょっと it hasn't sunk in yet.
yeah. Well, at work, a lot of his coworkers, his American coworkers, call them Nabe. Nabe. Watanabe no Nabe.
Hi. That's cute too.
Nabe.
Ah, でも Nabe だったら言いやすいね。確かにね。
Well, in Japan, though, you know, when you call to make a reservation or you're going to wait in line and you write your name down, most of the time that I see, most people write their last name, じゃない?
そう。
だけど、結構渡辺と佐藤っていっぱいいるじゃない?
いやー、そうなんだよ。
So what do you do for that?
Okay, so this actually happened recently. And the other day, Yan and I went to a tonkatsu restaurant.
Ooh, 行きたいね。
yeah, it's a deep fried pork restaurant でいいのかな?
Pork cutlets.
Ah, pork cutlets ね。なるほど。のレストラン行っ って、and the place was packed, but since it didn't seem like a super long wait, we decided to eat there anyways, right? Mm-hmm. And normally in Japan, as you said, there's a list at the entrance and you write down your name. But when I was going to write down Sato, which is my current last name, mm-hmm. there's already three Satos ahead of us. This was just like, so 5 to 6 groups ぐらいしかないのに、
佐藤佐藤佐藤
って、佐藤佐藤佐藤ってなってて、okay, this is gonna be confusing. So、mm. I use my maiden name, which is Sekimoto,、yeah. which I don't hear often. So that is what I would do. I would use a name that is not so popular. って感じ。だけど面白いのは first name は使わないんだよね。日本は
使わないよね。
So、yeah. it's always the last name.
So if you、yeah. go to Starbucks, like here at Starbucks in the United States, they will、mm. ask your name and write it、mm. on the cup. And then it goes down the barista line. And then after it's made, they call out your name. So do they do that in Japan?
Yeah, あのね、それやってるとこ見たことない。
Okay, because I don't ever remember them asking my name.
そうそうそう。
Starbucks とかそういうところでは。
だよね。When I went to Seattle, and I went to the Seattle のPike Place store, right?、Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, the first time I saw this happen when they wrote down my name on the cup and it was passed、mm-hmm. down. And...、Mm-hmm.これ素晴らしいなって思ってさ it's so easy to, you know, identify which one is yours. And、
right.
それ日本でやればいいのにって思ってたんだけど、その後一回も見たことないね。I don't、yeah. know any Starbucks in, or any coffee places in Japan that do that.
Yeah, I feel like it's not something that I've come across. And I always feel awkward when people ask my name in Japan because it's more instinctual、mm-hmm. for me to say...Chieko, right? But then that's not what they're expecting, you know. It's not always like I don't always come out with like, oh, Watanabe, this, you know.
そうだよね。え、全然使わない、ちーちゃん、名字を。そっちでは。どういう時に、あるとしたらどういう時に使うかっていうのはちょっと今日ぜひ聞いてみたいなと思ってたんだけど。
Where I would go by like Ms. Watanabe?
Yeah.
ないね。I can't think of any such. I mean, obviously,、mm. if somebody's calling me and I'm a customer, they will、mm-hmm. refer to me as Miss Watanabe, Ms. Watanabe, Mrs. Watanabe.、Oh, Sometimes they get the prefix wrong. So, like, let's say I may had a hotel reservation and they were calling、mm-hmm. me to confirm or something like that. You know, this message is for Miss Watanabe. So people do refer、mm-hmm. to me as that, but at no point would I expect anybody to call me that. Plus, Watanabe is it's a lot of syllables in the mouth and it's a foreign name. So I think it's hard sometimes for American speakers to grasp my name. Not that my first name is that much easier, but here's the thing that always happens though, is people always ask me, oh, do you know so-and-so Watanabe? Because there's enough Watanabes in the States that they've probably run across one person in their lifetime. And so they'll always ask me if I'm related to that one person. And I always have to explain, no, Watanabe is like there's a million of us. So
my mom's maiden name is Watanabe. So
isn't that funny? Because my mom's maiden name is Sato. Well, and my aunt, who is、uh-huh. My mother's sister, Sato, janai, and she married a Sato, so she's still Sato.
Oh my gosh. ね、ちーちゃんのお母さんって東北出身じゃん。だから
佐藤いっぱいいるよね。
そうそうそう、佐藤は確かに東北だといっぱいいて、ヤンの親戚もやっぱそうなんだよね、mm-hmm. 山形だったと思うから、mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a、yeah. lot of Satos in 東北。
What's funny here though is there's some people who have two first names. So like John, his、uh-huh. last name is Frank, which is also a first name.
だよね。
Right? And that's where it gets really confusing.
Oh.
When you have kind of a first name sounding last name,、uh-huh. ちょっとごちゃごちゃになってしまう。
そう、ヤコンでもずっと思ってたんだよね。結構その名字って珍しいよなっていうか、ファーストネームじゃないのってちょっと思ってたんだけど。
It is. It is a first name, but it's also a last name. And actually, that does remind me. I feel like the places where I have been referred by my last name、uh-huh. Was in high school athletics.、Oh. そういう時は結構名字で呼ばれるっていうのはある。
なるほどね。
The high school girls swim team actually had a cheer for Ma-chan,、uh-huh. and it was a Watanabe cheer.
Yeah. かわいい。
It was like わわわわたたたたなななな、べべべべ、わたなべ。They had a little song.
That sounds like really hard to say. That'd be hard for even a Japanese.
But I think sometimes mm-hmm. Japanese names, because they're so syllable heavy, mm-hmm. that what I find is my friends' kids like to say my name. And I have a number of friends that are like, oh, my daughter or my son likes to say your name. What is their name?
マジで? ちーちゃんの方? それとも名字の方?
Oh, no, the full name.
Oh.
Chieko Watanabe. Chieko Watanabe.
なるほど。確かに子供はさ、 they just like to spit out words and,
yes.
you know, imitate, right? And so I get that. ウケる。子供か。でも、そうだよね。例えば日本で、今ずっと日本でファーストネームベースで呼び合うことって、本当大人になってからだとないなって。だいたい家族か、本当に仲のいい友達か、子供かなんだよね。
Yeah, because I think about who in my family call my mom, for example, Keiko-chan っていう人。 いるんだけど they're like her cousins, right?
Uh-huh,
her
uh-huh.
her family members, they call her Keiko-chan. Yeah. I'm like, Keiko-chan, so funny.
うちもさ, like my mom's mom would call my mom Kyoko-chan. ちゃん付けで呼ぶんだみたいな。面白いなと思ったんだけど、うちもなんかね、Kyoko-chanって言ってたね。
Yeah, cuz I think that my dad's mother called him Shige-chan.
もうそっくりだよ。うちのおばあちゃんもお父さんのことヒロちゃんって呼んで。
Yeah. And those names I feel like stick with you forever.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's a point in, I think, growing up where you start calling each other only by your last name. Because like you and I obviously, I mean, we're a weird situation because we grew up here in the States. But even if we had met in Japan, we would probably still call each other by our first names because of our age in which we met.
Yeah.
If we met in fifth grade uh-huh. or sixth grade, 小学生だとなんか, like I feel like first name seems okay. でも中学に入ってからこう会ったっていうと、do you go by last name? Like, where is the breaking point?
なるほど。いい質問ね、それは。中学生でもやっぱり下の名前で呼ぶこと多いし、まあ、あだ名が多いね。名字を使ったり、下の名前使ったりするけど、ちーちゃんと中学生、高校生の時にあったら、まあ、ちーちゃんって呼ぶかもしれないけど、あだ名を鍋ちゃんとかそれこそ作ったりして呼んでたかもしれないね。But
if we met in college,
そうなんだよ。
That was a little bit uncomfortable for me for my college colleagues to call me Watanabe-san って呼ばれるのがちょっと it was a little bit like, oh, can you not call me that?
まあ学生の時はないね。名字っていうのはまだないね。やっぱりあだ名か first name basisだね。だけどやっぱりその社会人に Mm-hmm. なってくるとだね、きっと。 Mm-hmm. In Japan, その学生から社会人になるのがほとんど同じ時期だから。
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think that would be the breaking point だね。
Okay, so another question that I always wonder about is, let's say you start dating somebody at work. And so you know each other by your last names. And as you start dating, at what point do you start calling each other by your first names?
だよね。 でもやっぱり付き合い始めたらじゃないかな。で、付き合い始めたらいくらでもそのファーストネームに切り替えてとか、お互いの可愛い呼び名みたいなの作ったりして呼び合うんじゃないかなと。 I've never had that experience, so I don't know specifically, but I would say that would
yeah.
be the most. ね、それが多分一般的になってくると思うんだけど、 I think the funny thing is that if you're in the same company でこう付き合い始めたとして、プライベートの時はお互いの呼び名で呼んで、会社では ちゃんと何々さん、何々さんって you would use your last name みたいな感じ mm-hmm. you would go back and forth depending on the situation if you're mm-hmm. in a workplace or if it's a private thing そこで切り替えるっていう感じだね mm-hmm. だけど多分 first name に切り替えるのはもう付き合い始めたくらいからなってくると思う
interesting so it definitely has the intimacy factor the first name
yes
yeah. and are there folks in Japan are there many let's say women who don't necessarily take on their husband's names
まだまだ少ないんじゃないかな。やっぱり日本だとどうしてもどっちかを選ばなきゃいけないんだよね。 mm-hmm. And I think officially or legally you're not allowed to use different last names. And so you have to decide on one. And so legally I use Jan's last name, but mm-hmm. I use my maiden name for work. And that does not happen so much mm-hmm. even now. だからみんな
Well, what's become popular here, not popular, but what you see sometimes here more recently is people picking a new last name as a couple together.
So, 超いいね、それできたら。 And that's legally okay ってことでしょ?
Yes, because when you get married, you can change your name and you can change it to anything you want. You could even change your first name if you wanted to.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, so I do know some couples who have picked a new last name that they've agreed that they're going to take on.
すごいね。ずっと OK だった? それとも最近?
You know, I don't know if that was, I don't know when or how or it has become legal in terms of if it was not okay before, but I just know more recently that there's been a trend of that because it used to be everyone took their husband's last names, the women took husband's last names. And then, yeah, and then it started becoming women kept their name, so they either had separate last names or they hyphenated. So then they had really long last names. And a lot of times people will take either just part of the name, you know, because then it's like, what are your children's names? Do they have a hyphenated last name? And then what happens when they get married? So, そういうのがちょっと, it's interesting to see what's happening. And I don't know what will happen going forward, but I've noticed a more recent trend of couples picking out their own new last names as couples.
いやーそれはねーその選択肢があるっていうのは the fact that you can choose a new name and not just pick one but just create a new name もう the freedom to do that is like so いいねなんかヤコはそのやっぱ結婚したのが遅かったんで、mm-hmm. もう長いこと自分のメイデンネーム使ってきたわけじゃない、yes. だから、yes. 日本だとやっぱりまだまだこう名字ベースだから、
はい、
例えばお医者さん行くとさ、
mm-hmm.
They call out your name when it's your turn to go see the doctor, right? And so they would say, 佐藤さんとかって言うんだけどさ、全然気づかないんだよね。
So like, You're like, who are they talking about? Where is it, 佐藤さん?
全く気がつかない。And that has happened to me so many times.
That's so funny.
自分のメイデンネームを使うのはもう今は慣れてきたけど、ヤンのファミリーに対しては、まあね、かたくなにこう、いや、自分は関本で行きたいみたいなこと言うのもなんか、
ね、
まあそんなにこだわってないんだけど、It's just easier to use my maiden name みたいな感じで思ってるから、It's like, it would be so much better to just have a completely new last name.
Yeah, just go with that. No, I can understand that. Like, I think I wouldn't change my name at this point if I were to get married, so I understand.
じゃあ、ちーちゃんもやっぱ変えない方向性でいく?
No. I feel like my professional career, you know, there's just different things like that where I wouldn't change it.
It was so hard at the company that I go to explain that I would like to use my maiden name, even though legally it changed to Sato.
Yeah.
And I had to convince them.
Yeah.
That it's just professionally, it's easier to go with my maiden name, みたいなことで永遠と話してさ。
はい。
They eventually kind of, you know, understood, but still I had to persuade or convince them that it was it was a better way to go みたいな感じでさ。
Yeah.
結構大変よ、まだ日本では。
Yeah, so you still use both your names then, yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah. So that's at work and at restaurants.
So
you're one name and then the rest of your life you're another.
そうだね。そうだよ。レストランネームで始まったよね。
はい。はい。
じゃあやっと戻ってきたけど。
Yeah, it's I don't know. I think that, you know, for the sake of simplicity, it's convenient to use a restaurant name when you have a more unusual name.
Next time I go to the United States, I'm going to use a 英語の name for my restaurant name.
The only exception to that is in Hawaii, because in Hawaii, they're really familiar with Japanese names. Oh. So I never have to explain how to say it or how to spell it. Everyone is familiar. So in Hawaii, you can use your Japanese name, no problem.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, I didn't know that. I will remember that. Yeah. なるほどね。まあね、もう次はハワイも行きたいから、ちょっとそれ覚えておきます。
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Well, if you have a fun restaurant name, definitely share that with us on Instagram and Facebook. Because we all know some of the challenges having unique names.
そうですね。ぜひ聞きたいです。レストラン用の名前ってつけるとしたら何がいいか。持っといた方が便利な時があると思います。日本の皆さんにとっても。Mm-hmm. Yes.
We'll see you all next week.
はい、それではまた来週。バイ。
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd love your review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか？ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方はレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週お会いできることを楽しみにしています。